Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Michelle Baker. And Michelle is here to talk about the water crisis in Hoosick Falls. So, Michelle, can you give us a little background on how the crisis started and where it is right now?
Well, Cynthia, that's a really good question, how it started and where we are currently. You know, back in the summer of 2014, a resident tested the water and found PFOA. And he brought it to the attention of local elected leaders. And they say they brought it to the attention of state leaders and to the EPA. But there's 18 months that no one can really account for. We don't know what happened. Fast forward to today, you have an entire town with approximately 7,000 residents where the municipal water system and the private wells are poisoned by PFOA.
Now, you say one particular person tested the water. What was his reason for testing it or her reason for testing it?
Well, you know, when you're in Hoosick Falls and you're a small town like we are, tight-knit community, everyone knows everyone else. And there's always been talk in town about this person is unfortunately sick, this person is. And they've always been very rare cases of cancer, a lot of thyroid issues. So when this gentleman, his father passed away, and he thought the same thing, his dad worked for one of the companies in question, and he decided to test the water, and lo and behold, he found extremely elevated levels of PFOA in the municipal water system.
Now, what is PFOA?
PFOA is a harmful substance. It's a carbon 8 chain. It's perfluorocarbonate octanide. It's an acid that it's almost insoluble. It doesn't break down in water. It takes decades to break down in the soil. It exists in all of our bodies. We're exposed to it from our cookware, from Scotch Guard, from microwave popcorn, but most folks have an absolute minute amount in their systems. However, in Hoosick Falls, in our water sources, we've had readings that are well above the EPA standards, some topping into the quadruple digits. And unfortunately, now people are realizing that it's in our blood systems at 11 times the national average, according to New York State, if you want to believe that. My friends, my family that we talk to, our levels are in the triple digits. It's just gross.
Now, what are the health effects of the PFOA?
Well, that's a good question. There are several diseases, six diseases that are possibly linked to PFOA, liver cancer, kidney cancer, testicular cancer, pregnancy preeclampsia, high cholesterol. I know I'm forgetting a couple of them, but these are not run-of-the-mill illnesses. These are very dangerous and unfortunately sometimes deadly diseases.
Is there a high incidence of cancer?
Well, to be very honest with you, we don't know on paper because New York State hasn't given us any kind of biometric testing. There's no mapping. But we're a small town. We have a village physician. Even he contracted cancer. And, I mean, this is the man that knows every baby in town, knows every mom, every dad. We have, you know, the ubiquitous town doctor. And even he's gotten sick. So it's a good question. You know, we don't know, Cynthia.
I should rephrase that question. Before the water was tested, did you believe that there was high incidence of people who were not well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we have our high school kids in our school, the Hoosick Falls Central School District. You know, not to make light of this, our kids are outstanding athletes, and everyone always joked it was something in the water. Well, I guess karma kind of came back.
Oh, wow.
You know, everybody, always wondered, why are these folks sick? I mean, you hear about babies with leukemia, and I mean multiple children. This is not just one or two. And now we kind of have, you know, a way to get some of our questions answered now that we've discovered PFOA and whose it falls.
Now, how did the PFOAs wind up in the water system?
Well, we believe that Saint-Gobain, one of the companies in town, has been polluting the air and the water possibly for decades with this C8. You know, it came out of their stacks. There are alleges that there are 11 possible dump sites in town. I mean, you know, if you're a polluter, why pay to dispose of your chemicals when you can just put them in the back of a pickup truck at night and drive them down a country road and throw them off the back?
Oh, my God. Wow. So has this been going on? It's been going on for a long time?
Well, we don't know. You know, this is one of the reasons why we're calling for hearings. We don't know. The blood tests and the water levels for PFOA are a pretty good indicator, I understand, of possibly how long this has been going on, because PFOA has a half-life of 7 years. So if you look at some of these folks that are reading 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 1,600 parts per trillion of PFOA in their blood, this has been going on for decades.
Now, I would assume that the companies who might have been polluting Hoosick Falls are the same company that employed many people in Hoosick Falls. Am I correct?
They are one of the town's biggest employers. I would say maybe off the top of my head, somewhere around a couple hundred jobs, very, very low. Not many folks, and I don't think too many people are, you know, filling out job applications there right now.
Well, so, you know, once the water was tested and the residents realized it was a problem, what happened next?
It came to light. The EPA, we held a meeting back in, I believe, December. I've done a couple of interviews, so I'm sorry. I'm kind of mixing up dates.
That's okay.
They,
That's okay.
They held a meeting at the high school, and it was standing room only. And that's when they advised the residents not to drink the water. And a lot of us thought, you know, this is just a village issue. There's approximately 1,300 homes on the village system. So, you know, we realized, okay, it's just affecting them. It's not affecting, you know, the other 2,500 or 3,500 homes in the town. But I myself was running into some difficulties. So I contacted New York State immediately after that and had them come out and test my private well, because I have private water at my home. And lo and behold, a week later, 7:30 at night, I got the phone call from New York State: Michelle, you have PFOA in your well. And that's how this expanded to affect an entire town.
So it seeped into the soil then, is what you're saying?
Well, you know, there's a lot of science behind this. There's a lot of studies. We believe that, yes, it does get into the soil, that it was airborne coming out of the plant stacks. There's a plume that migrates underground. It moves across the aquifer. So at one time, your reading could possibly be maybe in the 60s or 70s on your private well for PFOA. And depending on how the plume shifts underground, you could possibly be zero or in the hundreds. We don't know. Scientists are studying the plume right now, but that'll probably take years to identify.
Now, you know, you're talking about drinking the water. What about showering and bathing? Do you think that has an effect on people?
I know it has an effect, because part of the warnings that residents were given was to not bathe for more than 3 minutes in the water and keep doors and windows open, not to inhale it.
So,
I mean, I have a 14-year-old teenage daughter. Try to tell a 14-year-old to take a 3-minute shower. That's impossible, Cynthia.
Right. So from the fact that, you know, you and the other residents of Hoosick Falls realized there was a problem, and when you went to the state, you know, because there's been a lot of stuff written, what is the status of the people in Hoosick Falls right now? Is the state helping you?
You know, it's a status of confusion and depression. We have a lot of questions. Why weren't we told for 18 months that our water was unsafe? If our water was unsafe and you knew it, why did you continue, Governor Cuomo, to let us drink this water for 18 months? You know, it brought me to what we're investigating today in the forefront is, you know, Governor Cuomo in the Department of Health and said that the water, there was nothing wrong with it. Well, then why did you ask people for blood samples? You know, now the blood samples are coming back in triple digits. So the administration knew that the water was dangerous, and the administration knowingly allowed the residents to continue consuming this water for daily use for additional 18 months. And now we're to the point where folks have these blood results, and, you know, I mean, there have been tears. There is fear. We have started social media campaigns. I'm talking to you. We've done media interviews. We want answers, and we want hearings.
Now, this, the session, today's Tuesday, the 14th, correct? Now, there's only a couple of days left for the session. Everything's going to wrap up on Thursday. When you talk about having hearings, it's going to be after the session is over. So if there's hearings after the session, what will be accomplished?
That's up to our elected leaders to tell us what will be accomplished. I mean, we want open, transparent hearings. We want residents to be able to attend. We want residents to hear the questions. We want residents to hear our answers. There was a call yesterday from Senator Kathy Marchione for a task force. No, that's not going to cut it. A task force is going to be a closed door. Let's sit down at the table and talk about this. And here's a press release at the end. No, you need to confront the moms, the dads, the children, and you need to look us in the eye, and you need to tell us the truth once and for all.
Now, has the governor issued a statement about Hoosick Falls at all?
Oh, the governor, after 110 days on a morning, Sunday morning in March, he decided to come out to Hoosick Falls because he didn't see why this was an emergency situation that needed his help. So he came out and basically he bullied and belittled us. He said, the water's fine. I saw the filter. It's a nice filter. He insulted some of the reporters present in the room. Only a select few were allowed inside. And then he had the audacity to make the statement, if my children were drinking this water, I'd be frightened. Guess what, Governor Cuomo? We're scared to death.
Wow. So if you guys do have hearings, you don't know how long it'll take or... Okay, so with the hearings, what do you think possibly will be the outcome and what will the solution be?
Well, the outcome, what we're really looking for here is PFOA, among other chemicals. We're not going to be the first community that this is going to be discovered in. It's already been discovered in Petersburg, down in Newburg, and we're not going to be the last community that's going to have this crisis. We want to make sure that the next time something like this happens, New York State has a plan in place and other families don't go through the chaos and the confusion and the disruption and the lies that we did in Hoosick Falls.
See, the one thing that comes to my mind immediately is, you know, people read the paper, they hear what's going on in Hoosick Falls. The real estate value in Hoosick Falls, I assume, has dropped substantially. So if there was a mass exodus, you're not going to get very many people who want to move in there, correct?
Correct. Well, to be very honest with you, Cynthia, that's how I discovered and that's how we broadened the PFO level of contamination in Hoosick Falls. I was I'm a single mom, and I was trying to ending a divorce, and I needed to get my home in my name. So back in December, you know, I had gone down to the bank and talked to them, and they're like, yeah, no problem. You know, I have a good income. I had terrific credit. And, you know, I said, all right, after the holidays, you know, I'll come fill out the official paperwork and we'll get this going. Well, that's when the PFOA surfaced. And I went back to the bank in January and they said, oh, we're not loaning. And I said, what do you mean you're not loaning? And they said, oh, we're not loaning to Hoosick Falls. And I said, no. The PFOA, the bad water is only in the village. I live 3 miles away in a private well in the town. And they said, no, we're not loaning. So that's what prompted me to call New York State because I needed to find out if my water was safe or not to prove to the bank, and it backfired. That's when we found out that the water was not safe. So in the process, what I learned was my home at the beginning of the PFOA crisis was valued at $120,000 with an appraisal. I had two subsequent appraisals after that, and now my home is valued at $106,000. I will never be able to sell it. Who would want to buy a house with a possible carcinogen trickling through the pipes from the ground?
So is it up in the air as far as hearings are concerned?
Well, Governor Cuomo would like to say the answer is no, but you've got myself and hundreds, if not thousands of moms and dads that are doing our best. This week we are making a full court press to our senators, to our assemblymen, to anyone nationally, internationally that will listen to us and help us spread our word and get our hearings.
When you say national and international, you know, there's a lot of manufacturing, well, not as much as before, but there's manufacturing throughout the country. And I'm sure that Hoosick Falls isn't the only place where waste material was dumped. It might not be PFOA, it might be something else, but I believe we live in a contaminated society. Would you agree?
Oh, I absolutely do agree. You know, there you're going to find, you know, PFOA is probably just one of the chemicals that's out there in the rest of the country, but when you find out that it is a chemical as dangerous as PFOA, the alarms need to go off, and they did not go off in Albany.
So you're not sure right now if there will, if there are no hearings, what recourse did the residents of Hoosick Falls have?
Well, we will keep fighting. This is not a fight that's going to end when our elected leaders that we pay their salaries to walk out the door Friday from the state capitol. We will continue this fight until we get our answers.
So you've been at press conferences and you've talked to talked to many elected officials. How do they feel about the situation?
Well, yes, I have been very vocal on the subject because it hits home for me like it would hit home for anyone who's a mom or a dad. You know, I'm pleasantly surprised and I'm very disappointed at the same time. We do have some legislation for a Superfund bill that would help protect the health of the residents in Hoosick Falls and in New York State. It's just being launched here, and that has bipartisan support. It has passed the New York State Assembly, but it is sitting in committee, possibly waiting to die in the Senate. I've talked to town leaders. I've talked to village leaders. I've talked to state leaders up and down New York State, and we have the support we need, but Governor Cuomo doesn't want to hear from us. What are you hiding?
And actually, I met you yesterday at the press conference that was held with Assemblyman McDonald and Senator Marchione. And Marchione was kind of like put on the hot seat. Have those two representatives been helpful to this of Hoosick Falls?
Well, let me start with Assemblyman McDonald. He doesn't even represent our district, but he is a pharmacist, and Mr. McDonald knows the significance of health impacts on people, so I applaud him for stepping up and creating this legislation. It's also co-sponsored in the Assembly by Steve McLaughlin, who does represent Hoosick Falls. Now, when we talk about Senator Marchione, we all learned yesterday that she sponsored this legislation bipartisan back in February, and she has left it to sit in committee. She has not talked to Senate Leader John Flanagan about this. Kathy and John are both Republicans, and the Senate is controlled by Republicans, and the New York State Senate is controlled by upstate Republicans. We do not understand why the Senator Marchione has let this sit for countless months with no action on this, but she had time to talk to Senator Flanagan about not holding hearings.
So this is going to be an ongoing saga. So as this terrible tragedy unfolds, I would love to have you back on Focus on Albany to constantly update the people, you know, that listen to us about what's going on, because nobody should drink unsafe water, or nobody should shower with unsafe water. So, Michelle, I'd like to invite you back so that you can do updates on what's going on.
I'd love to be back, Cynthia. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You've been listening to Michelle Baker from Hoosick Falls. She's been talking about the contaminated water there. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can subscribe to iTunes. And if you have a comment about this show, you can hashtag FocusOnAlbany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Michelle, the best of luck.
Thank you, Cynthia. Bye-bye.
Right.